Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider a like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from the Am I the Arsehole Here subreddit. From a throwaway account who says, Am I the Arsehole Here for wanting to keep the inheritance I may receive from my mum's college friend. I, 30 male, have had the weirdest couple of months of my life. My mum's 61 female friend, Gary, 60-ish male, recently passed away. And to my surprise, he left me all his property in my name in his will. For context, I'm married to Hannah, 28 female, and we have a 2-year-old toddler. We are not wealthy, but both Hannah and I have good jobs and working towards building a good life for us and our kid. About 2 months ago, an estate attorney sent a letter to our house stating that Gary had passed away and I was named in his will. This came as a shock as we had not seen Gary and his family for years. The only memory I have of Gary was from when I was a kid. His son Jason, late 20s male, and I were friends and our families were pretty close. Gary and my mum were college friends and they would come to our house for dinners or parties. Jason and I were of similar age. And I remember Jason following me around the house and us playing video games in my room while the grown-ups had fun downstairs. When I was around 10, they moved out of our town and I never saw them again. This is the first time in years I've thought about Gary or Jason. I initially thought the letter was a scam, but after reading Gary's name on the letter, I called my mum to ask if it was the same Gary who was her friend. She confirmed that the name was the same. I decided to schedule a Zoom call from the estate attorney. The estate attorney, who is the executor of the will, told us Gary named me in his will and left me his house, close to $1.5 million in value, and around $800K in other assets. This was a shock as I have no relation to him and there is no reason why he would even remember me. The executor mentioned that Jason wants to get in touch with me and if I can provide my contact information to him. I of course agreed and I wanted to understand what was going on. I talked to Jason via Zoom call. Jason and his wife joined the call. I asked him about Gary and what was going on. Jason told me that Gary and his mum divorced right around the time they moved out of our town. His mother got the primary custody and he used to spend weekends at Gary's place. However, after a year or so, Gary started pulling out of his life and I met him maybe a few times every year. Gary then moved to a different town and they had very limited contact except for holiday greetings and a few phone calls every year. Jason mentioned that Gary lived alone and did not marry again. Jason is his only living next of kin. Jason's mom has already passed away. Jason also came to know about Gary's death via the estate attorney's letter. The estate attorney told Jason that Gary had left $100K for Jason in his inheritance. Jason asked him what he did with the rest of his estate and the attorney told him that I was named as the beneficiary. Jason asked me if I'd been in touch with Gary over the last few years and I told him no. Jason asked me if there was any reason why I would be listed as the beneficiary and I told him that I was not aware of any. My head was spinning and I thought that maybe I was related to Gary in some way, like he secretly is my bio dad or a sperm donor. I talked to my mum about it and she told me that I am in no way related to Gary. I asked her why he would leave me his inheritance and my mum said she could not think of a reason why. She said that she never dated Gary and they were just good friends from college. She insisted that my dad was my real dad. My dad passed away 3 years ago, hence I cannot do a paternity test. The money is life-changing for me. It will give my family a head start on so many things we want to do. I know Jason plans to challenge the will, as it makes no sense why it should go to me and not his biological son. My mom also feels that I shouldn't accept it, as we had nothing to do with Gary for the last 20 years, and it has to be a mistake why he left me the money. Me and my wife, however, want to claim it, as we are the real beneficiaries. We got in touch with the estate attorney, and he said that the will has not changed for several years, and he was one of the witnesses when he added my name. It was not a mistake, but he also does not know why Gary chose to name me. Am I the asshole to claim close to $2 million in estate from Gary when I hardly knew him? More importantly, is there a way to check if he was my real dad, as he passed away and my dad is also not around anymore? I am not able to understand why he would give me all the money. But Crystal Queen says not the asshole, but I can understand why a son would try and challenge it. Maybe Gary didn't like his son for some reason and wanted to screw him over in some way. Or maybe you meant more to him than you thought you did. Unless he also left you a letter explaining why, it's unlikely that you'll ever know. You could ask Jason if he'd be willing to do a sibling DNA test with you to see if there's a match. Kind Dust says not the arsehole. From what you've written, you only have Jason's version of the story of why he and Gary were no longer close. Maybe it was Jason who distanced himself from his father. Maybe Gary tried to reconcile with his son, but Jason ignored every overture Gary made. Maybe Jason isn't Gary's son at all, in which case a sibling DNA test won't clear up any questions of your paternity. You'll likely never know the reason, but clearly Gary wanted you to inherit his house and fortune. Honor his wishes and enjoy your life. Not Sam says not the arsehole. Like everyone else said, Gary wanted you to have it. Jason hasn't spoke to Gary in over 10 years. Something big happened between them, and it was big enough for Gary to purposely leave you most of it and $100,000 to Jason to make it difficult to contest. He might have left it to you to mainly spite his son, but he also gets to help out his best friend's son. Sea Turtle says not the arsehole. It may be possible that Gary was your father, and even if someone has passed away, it's possible to do a DNA testing to confirm relations. There's probably something in his home that could be used for DNA testing. Something I haven't seen mentioned in the comments is that maybe Gary pulled back from Jason because he found out Jason is not his son. Doing a DNA to compare you and Jason won't prove anything if he's not Gary's son. Regardless of his reasons, it was his intention for you to have his inheritance. Take it. Do the DNA test if you really want to, but regardless of the results, the inheritance is rightfully yours. Please let us know what you do. Miss Nikita Devon says, maybe Jason isn't Gary's son, and that's why they divorced and slowly faded from Jason's life. Had he left it to the only other kid that had a role in his life, or because your mum had been a good friend, and decided to honour that friendship by leaving his estate to you. I get why Jason is upset, I really do. It is likely life-changing money for him as well. But Gary didn't do this accidentally, and ultimately, it was his decision to make. No one's an arsehole here. And of course, there was a lot of other comments going down the path of maybe OP is his son. But OP did come in with an update and says, I was debating on posting the update for the last week. You guys helped me a lot to think through the issue and hence wanted to write about why Gary did what he did. I just want to warn everyone that the actual reason is horrible, and I don't mean to trigger anyone. Most of the comments focused on getting a paternity test, and my mind also raced in the same direction when I heard the news. I talked to my mum about it, and she told me that I should not do any such things, and that it was insulting to her that I could accuse her of something so horrible. I asked her again and again if she could think of a reason why Gary, who has not talked to me for almost 20 years, would leave me millions of dollars, and she just refused to say anything. I was not going to ask Jason for a sibling DNA test, since he does not owe me anything. He had told me that he plans to challenge the will and cut contact with me. Since my dad passed away 3 years ago, I was not sure how to get a paternity test. Some of the commenters suggested that I should test someone from my dad's side and see if I shared DNA with them. Since my dad's older brother also passed away, I decided to ask my cousin, his son, to help me with a DNA test. Over the weekend when my mum was visiting our house, I told her about my plan. She was extremely angry at me and asked me why I would think of telling our family that I have doubts about my father being my real father. I told her that I had to know what was going on, and it was killing me from inside to know why Gary would leave me so much money. We got into a big argument. My wife tried to calm us down, but in the end, my mum just broke down. She started sobbing uncontrollably, and my wife signaled me to shut up and leave the house. I went for a walk to calm down, and when I came back, my mom was sitting on the couch looking just broken. My wife told me to come and sit next to them. My mom told me the truth of what had happened. Gary and my mom grew up together in the same town and went to the same high school and college. They were best friends, but my mom was never interested in Gary romantically. After my mom married my dad, Gary and his wife also moved to the same town as them. They again reconnected, and Gary and my dad also became good friends. Since Jason and I were also similar of age, both the families bonded due to that. That is why I remember Jason would always be at all of my birthdays and other parties since I was a kid. However, when I was around 9 years old, Gary came to our house to pick something up. My dad was not there. He tried to make a pass at my mum, and they got into an argument. Gary started becoming more physical and tried to sexually assault my mum. My mum kicked him and was able to run away and lock herself in the room. When she told my dad went and beat Gary up. Gary never filed assault charges because he knew my mum would file sexual assault charges against him. My mum also did not file sexual assault charges, but never seen Gary's face again since that day. After a few months, they got the news that Gary and his family moved to a different town. I believe that is when Gary and his wife also got divorced. Over the years, my mum never heard from Gary, and he was just a faint childhood memory for me. My mum was horrified when she learned that Gary left all his estate to me. She wanted to tell me to not take the money from him, but my parents had decided to never tell me about the incident. I was the biggest asshole and the worst son. The stupid money made me doubt my mum and question her integrity. I can't believe what she must have felt when I kept talking about paternity tests and trying to get my dad's side of the family involved. Gary giving me all his estate was just his way of forgiving himself for the horrible thing that he did. However, I was not going to give him that satisfaction. I decided to disclaim the inheritance. I do not want a single penny from that fucker, and I hope he rots in hell. Edit. I know a lot of you feel that $2.5 million is a lot of money. For context, my parents, mum, are also wealthy and I am their only son. Also, I value my relationship with my mum and do not owe anything to Gary. If he was my father, he should have written that in his will and not put my mum through the horror of explaining the situation to me. My wife and I also live comfortably, and it was our joint decision. I've already decided to disclaim the inheritance and will not be taking the paternity test or looking into this issue further.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And the top comment on this post said, "Your mum's story doesn't add up. I think she's just trying to get you to stop digging. I'll still go ahead with the DNA testing. I don't see the harm at this point. Just don't tell anyone. Even if your mum's story were true, why would she want you to give up $2.5 million? That's a huge amount of money that would change your life. It is not uncommon for victims to get compensation from people who wrong them, so why not take the money? The reason for rejecting the money also makes no sense. You say you don't want to give him the satisfaction. Well, newsflash, dead people can't feel anything. The best revenge is living well. I'd take that money and go live my best life. You can also use it to send your mum to therapy so she can heal from this incident." And that was kind of my feelings on the matter as well. You know, I'm very pragmatic about things like, you know, he's dead. Can't get no satisfaction whatsoever. And like the comment said, the best revenge is living your best life pretty much. And that kind of money can do some amazing things for you and your family. which, again, I know all this is very easy for me to say. I'm sat on the outside looking in on this story, but that's a pretty big chunk of change. What would you do in this story if you was OP? Would you reject it like OP is going to, or would you consider taking it? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story. And it sounds like we've got a bit of a neighbor-related drama for our next story. It does come with an update as well from a throwaway account and says, "Am I the asshole for getting angry with my neighbor's kid for their friend being loud?" So, I, 29 female, have lived next door to my neighbors, Tom and Melinda, for my whole life. And he and his family have always been really nice. He has a son, Teddy, who's about 18 to 19. My parents moved out of state and they left me the house when I turned 25. My neighbor has always been there for advice if I needed it quick, and we have dinner every weekend. Anyways, yesterday around mid-late afternoon, I was watching TV when I heard some music coming from outside. I live on a corner lot and there is a four-way stop outside my house. As I stepped outside, I noticed a car sitting at the intersection with the windows down and music blaring, and the driver looking around while singing, obviously looking to see if he's getting attention. He turns down my street and after passing my neighbor's house, he does a U-turn and parks in front of my neighbor's house, music still blaring. I walk closer to the car and Teddy got out of the passenger side of the car singing the song. I yelled at them if they could be any louder, and that I could hear their shifty music from inside my house. Teddy and his friend had the audacity to start laughing at me and calling me a Karen. I yelled at Teddy that it's common courtesy to not blare your music while driving in a neighborhood. Teddy just stopped acknowledging me and went inside, and his friend just kept laughing at me and drove off. 5 minutes later, I saw Tom's car through my living room window, and another 5 minutes later, he was knocking at my door. I assumed he was going to apologize for Teddy's behavior, but instead, he yelled at me for trying to parent his son. I explained the whole situation to him, as I figured Teddy probably left out key details, and explained he should teach his son common courtesy, as he obviously needs some lessons. He called me a bitch and said my parents would be ashamed of me if they saw me right now. That really hurt me, and I shut the door on him, went to my room and cried. I just got a text from Melinda that I was no longer invited to their home for our usual weekend dinners, and that she and Tom were blocking my number. She also said I was no longer allowed to interact with her son in any way, and if I harassed him again, they would be contacting authorities. I think they're overreacting, but I figured I'd ask for a third party perspective. So, am I the asshole? Now, I can understand maybe confronting them if they was like sat outside your house all day, blaring music all day. But this was like a couple of minutes where they were just driving past, dropping someone off, and they were playing. Outside my house, I hear that sort of stuff all the time. I remember when I was a teen and had my first car, and I bought a sub, put it in the back, and I was listening to 90s hip hop, and that was banging. But AJ says, it was the middle of the afternoon, not 4 in the morning, and you actually walked over to their house to confront a couple of teenagers for basically being teenagers, when the presumed offending teenager, the driver, was leaving anyway. They weren't harming anyone, damaging any property, or driving recklessly. It seems like everyone overreacted here, but since you're asking about yourself, you're the arsehole. Opie responded saying, time of day doesn't matter. People shouldn't be going through neighborhoods blaring music, period. It's rude and annoying. Also, the length of time he was there is also irrelevant. Wrong is wrong. It doesn't matter how quick it is still wrong. Wife of Bath says, you're the asshole. My God. You're 29, but you're acting like an 80-year-old man screaming at kids to get off my lawn. Just absolutely ridiculous how upset you were over 5 minutes of music. You need to relax before you give yourself a coronary. You destroyed a 30-year friendship in about 30 seconds. Think about that. Mad King says, and quotes OP, and says, or he stopped at a stop sign checking for oncoming traffic. You know, like you're legally supposed to do at a stop sign. You're the asshole. You managed to ruin a lifelong friendship on your end, at least in less than a minute. You overreacted to what appears to be a minute or less of loud music as your neighbor's friend dropped him off. While I don't think the dad should have called you that, you still can't tell him what he needs to teach his kid. And whilst, you know, I think Opie is absolutely in the wrong in this situation, I found their reaction kind of weird as an overreaction at the same time as well. Turning up, calling Opie a bitch, saying, you know, you talk to my son again, I'm going to call the authorities and we're not talking to you ever again. And these are meant to be lifelong friends? I find the whole situation a bit bizarre. But Opie did come in to update the post and says, I get it. I'm the arsehole. I don't know why my first thought when Teddy's friend was at the stop sign is that he was looking for attention. I also understand that I overreacted to such a short-lasting incident, and it did not call for any yelling on anyone's part. I should have just left it, especially when I realized it was just Teddy getting dropped off. I told my parents right after the incident what happened, and they said they weren't going to get involved in my issues. My parents called me today and said Tom and Melinda both individually called them as well. They explained to them that they weren't getting involved and told me Melinda thinks Tom overreacted as well, but was serious about the dinners. Melinda never blocked me, and she and my parents convinced Tom to unblock me. I messaged them once I was off the phone with my parents that I wanted to see them both when Melinda comes home from her business trip at the end of the week. I plan to apologize fully and ask if they'll let me apologize to Teddy at some point soon. If not, I'll respect their wishes and never talk to Teddy again. I do feel bad. They've done so much for me throughout my life, and Teddy has been like a little brother to me. I overreacted and overstepped. And it sounds like a positive-ish outcome to this situation. At first, when I was reading the first post and there were some replies from OP, you know, arguing back against the comments that was calling her the arsehole in the situation, I thought, oh no, it's going to be one of those stories. But I'm glad that OP took some time to self-reflect on this situation. You know, like I said, I think they overreacted to this situation as well. So I think an apology, bit of space, bit of time might just fix things. You know, like, this is meant to be a lifelong friendship. Sure, people have fucked up in this situation, but it doesn't have to be a no contact situation, right? But how about you guys? Have you had any particularly noisy neighbors recently, or any point in your lives actually? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. How did you deal with it? And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.